Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Roth.
Hey, you freaks, this is Roth. I'm back tonight with another Dollcast. Wow! I'm not going to apologize for my Dollcast last night. It was something I needed to say to certain people, and I needed to get it out there and let them know how I felt. So, that's how it goes. And, you know, I'm not one of these people that hides myself. I don't like to shield myself from people. You know, it's the internet. People always say, oh, it's the internet. It's not even real life. You know, that kind of bull crap. You know, the internet is real life. It's exactly real life. Everything we do now, most people, is through the internet. And that's how we interact. And it's people you know, like when you go to Facebook and you have friends that you know on Facebook in real life, quote unquote. I mean, it's always all the same thing. The internet is real life, and people act like there are no consequences or nothing happens as a result of you being on the internet, but it's the exact same damn thing as if you're in real life. You talk to people in real life, you talk to people on the internet, hence, internet is real life. So, I just want to say that was for a specific group of people. And if you thought it was like, oh, good Lord, Rob, I didn't want to hear that. Oh, that was dumb. It was long. It was stupid. Well, I don't care what you think. I'm putting this here, what I want to say, when I want to say, how I want to say. You know, I almost feel like the Addams Family right here. They do what they want to do what they, or say what they want to say, you know, whatever. I'm not one of these people that gets caught up in this crap. You know, at one time, I almost was. Back when YouTube was getting really big with the reviewer kind of scene, the video game reviewer guys, I was like, getting caught up in it, like where I was like, oh, I need more subscribers, I need this, I need that. And in the end, nobody gives a crap about you, because if you look at your numbers, you could have 1 million subscribers. Let's say you have 1 million subscribers. 1 million. How many people are in this world? Like 7 billion plus? And you're going to get excited because you have 1 million subscribers? I mean, there is no perspective putting these things. I mean, it's cool. You go, oh, wow. There are 1 million people that are interested in moi. But in the grand scheme of things, you got to think about it. You're insignificant. All of us are. Sylvester Stallone, insignificant. Chuck Norris, probably significant because of the beard, but besides that, insignificant. You know, there is not a lot of thought that you have to put into these things just to put the proper perspective into it. And that's what I decided to bring back to the Dollcast, is my own perspective and thoughts and how to not get bloated. Because back in the YouTube days, it was easy to get overwhelmed and think of yourself differently, like you're some sort of better person than somebody, but you're not. I'm not. Nobody is. And so I just wanted to get that out of the way. I wanted to say last night what I had to say to a certain group of people. If you didn't like it, you can get lost and don't listen to my podcast anymore, because I don't give a damn. Okay, so getting that out of the way, I'm going to talk a little bit about dev stuff. Now, first of all, it's been a long time since I've actually worked on NES development. What I did, though, was, you know, kind of off the shelf, you know, not actually working on it. That homebrew competition cart got completed. I got it in the mail, and it's glorious. Absolutely glorious. That's the one I was talking about on the last series that has the Seagulls game, the Bitches game, Slapping Bitches, Chunk Out 2, NES Virus Cleaner, and Ultimate Frogger Champion. It was those games on that, and I finally got the cart in the mail, and it's nice. It's really nice. Another thing that I've done is that I released Kif. The Kill Your Friggin' Friends game. I finally released it. I said, you know what? I gotta release it. It was only made on, like, what, 4, 5, 6... 7, 8, 9, 10 carts or something like that. I don't know. And I think it's a decent game for 4-player. But I had to take out the sprite flashing. Because the code I put in didn't work correctly. Just like on NES Virus Cleaner. But getting it out there felt nice. It was really fun just to put it out there and say, hey, here you go. Have fun. At least one person, OSG, a.k.a. Phil. It's not Phil, a.k.a. OSG. It's OSG, a.k.a. Phil. He was like, hey, I'm going to play with some other people. Like three other people. And I went, perfect. You know, I was like, good. I'm glad he's going to do that. So... it's good to see that it's going to get some use on even a power pack. And so there's that. There's Kif getting released. There's... oh! Snail Maze game. I finally got Snail Maze game in the mail from this dude named Taco on NintendoAge.com. Yeah, Taco. Taco. And people kept saying he did a great job with, like, reproductions and that kind of thing. So I went ahead and took my chances. And I said, hey, I would like to have Snail Maze game put on a cart. I've never had it yet. The only time I played it was at the last Nintendo Age campout. And it was Paul's copy. And it wasn't even like a perfect copy. It like had Sharpie on it that said Snail Maze game on it or something. But it worked great. Anyway, I finally got this copy of Snail Maze game in the mail from Taco, and it looks glorious. I mean, it is pristine. It has glossy label. I didn't expect glossy label at all, but it has a nice glossy label. It looks really good, and the only problem with it is that he accidentally put the wrong mirroring on the board. So he put the wrong mirroring. So when you complete a level, you can see the screen, load itself. You can see the screen reset itself, and then it scrolls over, and it's the same screen. But what's supposed to happen is you're sitting there looking at the screen, and off screen, the level resets itself and then scrolls on. But, you know, I guess he didn't know which mirroring to put it on or forgot which one or whatever. And my only problem with that is I cannot find my game bit piece. I cannot find my game bit piece to open up the NES cartridge, take my soldering iron, and move the solder over to the other mirroring mode, but whatever, it still works. I'll find my game bit pieces eventually. I don't know where they're at, though. I'm looking around and I can't find them anywhere. And that's upsetting. When I got those in the mail for the first time, I ordered them from eBay. Wow, I was so excited. I was able to open NES games, Genesis games. Oh, Game Bit. Awesome. Take an eraser. Use the eraser on the pin connectors. Man, I wish I knew where they were at right now. Those Game Bits are awesome.
NintendoAge.com.
Hey, are you a gamer? Do you collect games? Do you like to hang out with people that are like-minded? You can do that at
NintendoAge.com.
They have a custom collection tool consisting of Nintendo and Sega consoles, which is developed by their awesome admins. So if you're into all of that,
NintendoAge.com.
User duty need not apply.
But anyway, that's all I have to say about dev stuff. I'm thinking, I don't know. I don't have a whole lot to say about this, but you know what? Go ahead and hit a memory lane. Hit it. Alright, yeah. Okay. Now, like I've mentioned in the past, the very first game I bought with my own money was Goggle 13 Top Secret Episode. The second game I bought was Bionic Commando. And the third and last game that I actually purchased with my own money as a child, as a kid, not as an adult, was Castlevania 3 Dracula's Curse. Now, what's kind of cool about this is that this was at a place called K's Merchandise. K's Merchandise was, I don't know how to describe it. It's a general merchandise store that had china, it had jewelry, it had furniture, toys, guns, electronics, everything. It had all kinds of sections in it. Lots of it. Lots of goods. It was really cool. It was kind of expensive, but there were a lot and lot of things at that store. Now, when I went there, I remember thinking, now I need to find a good game. Once again, just matter of fact, I bought Bionic Commando at that same store. And as you know from a previous Dogcast, that didn't turn out so well because I beat it quickly. But I was looking for a newer kind of game, something tough, something I could work on. And I got there, and I started looking around, and one of the first games I saw was Castlevania 3. Castlevania 3. And the NES games at that point, it was like getting trimmed down or something, because they were only in this little stand. It was like a stand with a small stand with a glass covering with a little lock on it. But I mean, it was only like, imagine three NES games wide. And, three NES game boxes wide with some gaps in between. And it was like wooden and black, had a glass case over it with a lock. And there wasn't that much in there. But one of them was Castlevania 3, and I was standing there for a long time just looking at it, trying to decide if I wanted to purchase that game, if I wanted to invest my money, because it was $55. And at that time, $55, you know, you're a kid, you're young, and you're thinking, man, $55, I could do a lot with. I could give a lot of bums a lot of money for a lot of liquor, you know? I mean, there's a lot I could do with it at the time. And I stood there looking and looking, and I remember an employee walking up to me and saying, do you need any help? And I was like, no, I'm good for now. You know, kind of kind of put that front on, like, yeah, I'm very important, but at this time, I have no need for your services. And so the dude was like, okay, no problem. Let me know if you need something. He walked off towards the gun section, which, by the way, this is hilarious. It was right next to the toy section. There was the toy section in the far back right corner, and right after that was the gun section with the cases, the glass case, and then right after that, there was a dividing wall, and there was the electronics section. Had the NES game, TVs, and etc., etc. So God bless Rambo, by the way. Yeah! Rambo toys. Buy the guns. Anyway, so I stood there, and eventually I said, you know what? I gotta buy this. I gotta buy it. So I walked over to the gun section. It's only like 15 steps away from where, well, probably a little more, 20 steps, 30 steps, whatever. Walked over there from the electronics section, saw the dude, said, hey, I need to grab this game out of this case. He came over with me and I said, Castlevania 3. He opened it up, handed it to me, and I walked over and I purchased it. And that is all I remember about it. I don't remember how good I was at it at the time. I don't remember how long it took me to beat it. I don't remember a whole lot. I just remember liking it. I remember liking the music. And I remember liking the lightning that comes down when Trevor's at the very beginning. I don't know. I just don't remember a whole lot about it. But I remember purchasing it. It was a big purchase for me because I had only purchased two other games prior to that with my own dough. So it was exciting to me. And, you know, as a kid, having money to purchase something from a store that is an equivalent of a game, you know, the price-wise equivalent of a game, it's big. And that's why I remember it. That's all I remember about it. And, hey, phase out. Yeah. Okay, phase out the music. Alright. And that is it. I'm done. It's a short dog cast. It's a weekend, though. Yeah, you're probably thinking, Rob, you never used to put dog casts on the weekend. Well, I don't care. I'm just going to be as consistent or inconsistent as I wish to be. I have three kids. I have a wife. It's hard. So when I get time to do something, I'm going to do it. If I don't get the time to do it, I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to do it as often as I can. And I love you people. Thank you so much for listening. And, just like in the past, if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.